Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome
to Off Script,
a minisode.
Yes.
Where we don't read books and movies.
No, we talk about whatever we want to.
Heck, yeah, we do.
We got the power.
We got the power. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I was like, oh, did I just make up a song?
No, I know it from Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. That used to be a song that we worked out to in elementary school all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Thank you, 90s.
Yes.
So I figured we should probably talk about something that's going on right now in pop culture because it's fucking everywhere.
Okay.
I'm surprised you're not already like, oh, I know exactly what it is because it's
there's
what
so many
we've
things.
Been talking about for a while.
So many things.
Well, obviously they're doing the Harry Potter reboot.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing apparently the Twilight reboot.
Yep.
But I didn't tell you, and I don't know if you've seen, Stephanie is actually like going to be super involved in it.
Well, JK is super involved too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I wonder how that's going to go.
I know. I have such mixed feelings.
I think it's dumb that they're rebooting both of these.
I do too. Like, whereas, you know, this is all I've ever wished for is like a series that takes my book chapter by chapter and just does it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's too soon.
It's completely too soon.
And
like, holy shit.
I just feel like it's the nostalgia's getting ruined and all this
nostalgia's
sort of
getting
stuff.
Ruined. It's also kind of a backslap, a backhanded slap. It's a slap in the face to all of the actors, like especially the stars. I feel like,
unless they like do cameos in it, but
yeah, I mean, I really doubt they're gonna.
I doubt they will.
Yeah. The thing that pisses me off about the Twilight one is the fact that Lionsgate is doing it, and Lionsgate is who fucked it up the first time.
Well, HBO is doing Harry Potter because they bought over the Harry Potter weekend for every freaking like 2 months.
It's like probably why they did that.
I know, it's like, oh my gosh, oh, it's another Harry Potter weekend.
Yeah,
but
yeah, so I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna watch it just because, and I'll come here on here and give updates. But I don't know. I just really don't know. I wanted like the Marauders storyline.
Yeah.
Like I want like young Sirius, young James and all them.
Mm-hmm.
But
Stephanie ain't writing no Twilight books. If Stephanie's off working on this damn TV show. Here I am sitting here believing this lie.
I know. Maybe this is what it was,
maybe
a cover up.
All I gotta say, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Not one bit.
It's just because Rob's not gonna be in it.
Yeah.
What if Rob cameos in it? What if Rob's Charlie?
Oh, I would love that. I would watch it in a heartbeat because I was also just sitting there. I was like, who's going to be Charlie? Because Billy's too perfect.
I know.
That's the thing. That's the thing that's just ugh, is everyone was cast so perfectly in both movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you it's mean like, series?
Yes, thank you. I was like, movies is not right. But yes, both series, everyone is cast so perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had a few that we wanted to recast, but yeah, there weren't that many.
No, and it's like, how are you going to do that again?
Mm-hmm. And why? Like, yeah. So,
I don't know. I just have so many mixed feelings.
I'm very sad. I'm like, I'm here to always live on Twilight hype, but at the same time, I'm like, my Twilight hype was the movies. Mm-hmm. Like, why you do this to me?
Because they're doing it for the new generation, because they're doing cash grabs for them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's what bothers me. Like, if it was a continuation of the universes, like another story to another movie, that's one thing. But to redo something that's been done within the last 20 years, that's
dude,
just for cash.
Breaking Dawn and Harry Potter only just got done, not even what, 10?
About 12 11, years 12 ago.
Years? Yeah.
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 And it's like,
uh-huh. Yeah. I'm not happy.
Yeah. So many mixed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Let us know.
Yes.
Today, one of my good friends, Steph, her kids have, one of her kids, they both have heard the podcast. And so I was like, I think it would be really fun if we had them ask questions. And so her kid, Jade, actually answered some of our questions. Thank you. She asked some questions for us.
Oh, good.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. First question from Jade. What's your all-time favorite character?
What a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Kids ask the best questions.
They really do.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I feel like I have too many.
I know. To narrow it down.
Do you think, are we doing book or movie?
I don't know. I was kind of doing a match, like book to movie.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. That's a really good idea. Okay.
So like not necessarily favorite character on how well they matched, but like
favorite
character
that has a book and a movie.
Yeah. Just to narrow down the choices.
That helps. Oh, I know. Once we put it in this terms, I know. It's Gatsby.
Okay.
I love Gatsby.
Why?
Because he's a tortured soul. He's basically Heathcliff.
Oh,
but
gosh. Why
no,
then?
No,
why?
Listen. He's basically Heathcliff, but like the opposite. He's the he's the happier version of Heathcliff. He's throwing parties all the time at his house.
Mm-hmm.
But he's sad and wants to be with Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I know my like go to, but I'm trying to think outside the box now that I've read more books than just Harry Potter. Trying to think.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, I've read too many books that are movies.
I know, you have to help me. Okay, here's the who. Okay,
because now I was thinking of the Stephen King. I was like, oh shit. Okay, I'm so helping you. I'm sticking with Gatsby.
Okay, I need you to help me.
Okay.
So, my initial thought is Ginny from the book.
Okay.
Like, not movie Ginny.
Yeah, I know.
Because I love her punky, mm-hmm. like, don't give a crap attitude. What is another
Margot?
That's what my thought was Margot. But I'm like, but I don't like
oh
her development.
Sutter.
Yeah, but he's like a teen drunk, and and I like Ginny told from another point of view. We only like Sutter told from Sutter's point of view.
That's true.
So I'm just trying to think who I'm not thinking of, since I've only thought of Harry Potter for all my life. Hey, maybe in the Harry Potter
they'll do
show,
her
they'll
right.
get Ginny right.
They're going to screw everyone else up.
Yes, they will.
The only characters I remember you calling Punky are Sutter and Margot. Or Spunky.
Yeah. They're just not the right type of Spunky.
Oh, Lena. Ridley.
I know.
That's the show that I wish they would make freaking TV
yes,
show.
Yes, that one would have been a good one. Yeah. Yes.
Give me beautiful creatures, guys.
No, I'm gonna stay with Ginny, and I really like Luna, too. I love her, like, how she's just like a deer in headlights, but like...
What's your favorite non-Harry Potter?
I know, that's what I'm trying to figure out! Ugh. Oh! I like Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings.
Talking about from the books that we've done already.
Hey, it's a book to movie. It counts. We haven't done The Great Gatsby yet.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. But I was meaning like...
I know what you're meaning. But I'm going with Sam. He's actually my favorite overall. Actually, you know, I kind of like Pippin. I like all the hobbits except Frodo. Frodo's a little punk kid. That was a very long answered question. Thanks for that one, Jade. Sorry, we suck.
What's your favorite podcast episode you have done?
So this is ever. We answered in our first season. So have there been any in season, including season two, that you've liked more than season one? Because what did I say for season one? Our first ever one.
You did Harry Potter one.
And I feel like a different one.
Misery?
Misery. Those are my first favorites. But ever?
Yeah. A lot.
Yes.
Actually, I think I'm going to have to say Twilight. Because I was not expecting Allie to like it. So I was kind of expecting to have to defend myself during that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, the whole entire series. But it ended up being basically two fans of Twilight chatting about Twilight.
Which that's why it was not 4 hours long.
Yeah, that's why. Well, no, that was because I read Midnight Sun. But
yes.
The other ones, yes.
So you're doing the original Twilight, not the whole series.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually might have to agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Because you loved it so much.
No, well, because I was shocked that I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was like genuinely like wanted to get onto the next book and read it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was a really fun one to do.
Yeah.
And then it was fun talking to, because I keep looking at all the books we've already done. I think that was my favorite. I keep, when we were talking, I did like Two Kisses for Maddie though. That was a good one too
to record.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I still like Twilight better because it was happier.
I know, that's why I was like, okay,
just because it was like I've never talked Twilight before, so it's kind of a fun
Twilight's fun to
twist.
Talk yeah, it's a blast. What podcast made you laugh the most?
Pull up my list again.
I know.
Made me laugh the most. These are good questions.
Good job, Jade. You're stumping us.
We need to have kids ask us questions more.
Jade, get your brother to ask us some questions. Except for his, will be like, what's your favorite video game?
Made us laugh the most.
I feel like it was one of the Harry Potters. For me.
Yeah, I think it was the first one for me because we were so new at it. We were like embarrassed giggling the whole time.
I think it was the third one. I just remember laying in your bed laughing. And I remember laying, looking at your closet, laughing. The first one, we were laying, looking at your TV.
The second one, we were laying at the closet. And I think the third one, we were sitting. Guys, we were so
relaxed.
It was like not a good setup. Hence the horrible audio back then.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Those ones were fun to record. They were just... It's back when we had no idea what we're doing, because, you know, clearly we have an idea now.
Mm-hmm. We're professional.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say, okay, yeah, I'm going to go with the first Harry Potter.
All right. What's your favorite kind of dog?
What a wonderful question.
You already know mine, Jade, so I don't know why you asked.
She asked it for me. Oh, man, it's so hard. So I love Border Collies. Mm-hmm. That was my first ever doggy. And I just don't know if I would ever be able to have one again, because mm-hmm. they're just so high energy. And I just
am not.
I am selfless enough to admit that I am not. So I don't want to take a dog in that needs a lot of energy.
That needs a lot of energy.
It has a lot of energy. So even though, you know, my second choice is not much better, which is a golden retriever.
Good job.
Like golden retrievers and German shepherds are really so flopsy and so cute. Those are my favorite big dogs.
Mine's a husky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any others. It's husky.
You don't like your pits.
Oh, pits. Yep. Yeah, nope, you're right. Huskies and pits. Mm-hmm. I love pit bulls.
Yep. Yeah.
That's because Sadie, my first, like, I had a lot of dogs, but, like, before Sadie, but my first dog that was my dog was Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a pitty, so.
Cute.
Yeah. And then huskies are my freaking dream dog. Thank you, Balto, for screwing that up for me. So that's the first dog I'm going to get when I can get a dog.
Yep.
What? Jeez Louise, can I freaking read? Where is your favorite place to read?
Ooh. Actually, every summer I do read books. Shocking.
What?
My kids are outside playing and I just sit in a lounge chair and I sit in that sunshine and I just read while they're like playing in the pool or doing something like that.
Are you gonna end up reading our actual books?
I might.
Wow.
Because I had a different book that I just can't read anymore. It was my Try Guys book.
Oh.
But now that Ned's a filthy cheater and I'm just so sad. You guys, like, I don't follow celebrities. But I was, like, genuinely heartbroken about that one. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because they were, like, the married couple. And they were just so sweet together. And I was like, I still am so sad about it. I'm not going to finish that book. So, yes, I think I might check out our books and read them.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably do a joint mix.
Yeah.
But.
Otherwise, you won't finish.
Otherwise, I will not finish, especially with our week, book a week schedule.
We're actually, like, after tonight, we have 2 weeks.
I know.
Until we have to finish.
I know, but I still want to stick to book a week so I can.
Oh, so you can power it. I already know I'm going to probably get 3 done this week.
Well, yeah, with one of them being an hour read.
I know. Yeah, yeah, with that one, I'm like, that'll take me. Not even an hour.
Yeah. 30 minutes. All done.
Yeah. I love, honestly, anywhere comfy and cozy. Typically my bed, if it's a couch, I usually like curl up in a ball and I get my heated blanket and I turn it on and I sit and read.
Mm-hmm.
And typically I like it even more if it's raining outside and I can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, ooh, I'm all comfy and cozy. And then, Jade, your last question is, can you do a podcast with me? And, well, Allie, what do you think about that?
I would love to.
I have actually been talking with your mom, and we were thinking, I don't know, would you like to do Howl's Moving Castle with us?
Yes, we have it scheduled for next season. We're so excited.
We cannot wait to have you on. So the answer to that question is absolutely.
Yes, we are very excited. This is going to be so fun.
It's going to be a blast, girl. Yes. Cannot wait to have you on the...
yeah.
on that.
Thanks for asking. We love... I'm so excited.
Yeah. We cannot wait, girl.
Yes.
Hopefully you're excited to read Howl's Moving Castle with us.
Yes.
And watch it.
Yes.
Yay.
Woo.
So, perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Jade, for those questions. Those were awesome. Love you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, thanks, guys, for listening.
Yeah.
If you've got questions, send them in, please. We would love to hear and answer.
We'll just listen to them and be like, those were nice.
That was
question.
A great question. Next. That's what I should do if there's a question I don't want to answer. Oh, the other thing I guess I should say is that I told you guys about the Bookish Flights podcast that I'm going to be on. Mm-hmm. We had said that my episode was coming out June 7th, but actually it's coming out May 31st.
Look at that, a whole week early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
That's fun.
Yeah, so the end of May, you'll hear that.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think that's it.
I think so. We got a shorter one for you today.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it still.
I really hope that you guys liked Beautiful Creatures.
Oh yeah,
because that's
I'm so interested if you like the book or the movie. Tell us, please.
Yeah, I just finished the whole series and a short story, and I'm about to start the spinoff series.
You got it set.
Yeah. Oh, I love that series so freaking much. I haven't started the spinoff because, kind of like with Twilight, where we needed that break, I can't take a break with our books.
Yeah.
And but like I know that the spinoff series is also still the same characters. It's also my favorite character, so you'd think I'd be excited for it, but there's still a part of me that's like, I just want to go back and restart Beautiful Creatures all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that book so much. So hopefully we did it justice and you enjoyed that episode. And guys, Monday. What's Monday?
Oh, more Rob.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. It feels like we just talked about him.
If I could talk about him all day, every day, I would.
We got Water for Elephants coming your way.
Such a good.
Hey, don't spoil. But we have some good stories with this one. Bri has a really good story. And
about
what? Oh, I was like, what?
What
did I talk about? And I don't know. It's just, just come stay tuned. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Tune in and get to know your hosts a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you guys. We'll see ya.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah.
Share with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And come on back on Monday.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for BookTales.